Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Let's chop it up. Check out the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. And don't forget the show page, All Talk, No Filter, at Twitter. Hey, we got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what we do, man. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star,
hey.
What's the word?
Hey,
yeah.
What's going on?
What's happening? What's good,
up,
everybody? Happy Sunday.
You're Sunday fun day.
Sunday.
That's what we do. I said Sunday fun day. That's what we do. Niecy out on the road,
trying,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying.
Get her issue
out
off.
The goddamn house. I'm trying.
Oh, yeah?
Girl, you know, a fat girl be struggling trying to get dressed. This is why I be telling motherfuckers when they book me for something to have, makeup artists, hairdressers, it's hard when you fat and trying to get ready. Well, it's fat ass sweating and that thing trying to get ready.
Oh, that's so silly. But hey, Rapstar, what's the word? What's going on with you, man? I know you've been having some mountains, you know what I'm saying, that you had to climb. How are you, man? Rapstar.
Yo, what's up? My fault, I got distracted a little bit.
You okay?
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, how you doing? That's what I'm saying. How you doing, man? I know you've been going through some things, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, we just laid my great-grandma to rest Friday. You know, everything's good. She lived a long life, you know, just dealing with some stuff. But, you know, I'm pushing through and everything and, you know, just rolling with the punches, you know. You know what it is. You know, life throws you lemons. You make lemonade or lemonade tea or some shit like that. You know, so I got a brisk iced tea on the way. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
I know that's right, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We got you. We got y'all today, man. So what we gonna do is real quick. We're going to keep it pushing. Let's do these announcements and come back and get this show cracking. Let's go. Royalty, where you at?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Make sure to hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, make sure you hit the one. We got you. But Rapstar 412, what's the word?
Hey, yo. I was waiting for you to say where they do that at, because I was going to say straight up Georgia. But I got two stories here, man. Yo, what's going on with you motherfuckers in Georgia, man? Like, what the fuck, man? Y'all some fuck shit. Y'all some fuck shit. The first story that I'm going to do is I know everybody got to see the video, because when I seen the video, I was like, yo, this shit is fucked up. There's this woman that don't really have the video that I see, it didn't have a name for it. Didn't show her name and everything like that. But I guess she was going on Instagram, going around her neighborhood talking about how she got HIV. And she's going around naming all these motherfuckers that she slept with. We talking about other women, you know, OPP, you know, other people's penises. She fucking OPP, other people's penises. She's going around, you know, naming motherfuckers that she had sex with. I mean, she going after motherfuckers' boyfriends. She's going after motherfucking husbands. And even calling out the females, the girlfriends, or the wives that of the guys that she been fucking, saying, some shit like, oh, OG Bobby Johnson, you got HIV. And the bitch that you fucking raw, she got HIV too. You know, she got a list, man. She got a list. Just like they had the 50th top rappers list, you know, she got 50 niggas that she been fucking in Atlanta right now. And saying that, you know, all the chicks that they fucking, they got it too. So she naming all of them. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, like, for real, son. Like, yo, what you think about that, STL Niecy? A motherfucking chick is going around you naming all of these people that she slept with. And she's kind of proud of it that she got HIV, too. And she's calling them out.
You know, I did see the video. I did see the young lady. Very ignorant, very disrespectful. And while she's so proud of it, I hope she's proud of this, the sentence that she's going to get handed down, because maybe she doesn't know that it is a felony to knowingly transmit a life-threatening STD to a person. So while she's naming these fucking people, one, I'm hoping that they run and get tested. Two, I hope if you got a bae, a boo, and you did smash this broad, I'm hoping that you were trying to be safe, but you got a lot of people who, if you've been with them, once you've been with a motherfucker for a while, especially, you know what I'm saying,
men and women, because, you know, there are a lot of different kinds of relationships you could have. Generally, for the most part, once y'all been together for so long, you're not really using protection. Yeah, the woman, if you're not trying to have kids, the woman might be on birth control, but for the most part, as far as a protective device, whether it be, you know, dental dam, whether it be a condom, whether it be a female condom, most people don't use, you know what I'm saying? They don't use protection. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to admit it, St. Louis State number one for STDs. Because motherfuckers, they ratchet. They don't fucking care. You know what I'm saying? But know your status. You know what I'm saying? If you it's okay to be a hoe, but you can still be a safe hoe. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Niecy, did you see the video where the girl was walking around talking about that and giving all those people HIV?
Yes, I saw the video, and it's crazy that we're talking about this. I just had a full-blown three-day argument with a dude over that, over not just that, but they trying to say black women is ratchet and, like, everybody. First of all, HIV don't just attack our race. It attacks, it has no face. It's like a bullet. It got no face.
Fact.
She did wrong for that. She deserved it. She did it, everything. She get it if a nigga don't kill her first. You know what I'm saying?
You hear me. Or the woman. Or the woman.
They might. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Whatever, you know, it is. If they don't kill that bitch first, you know, I don't know. But she a damn fool. She proud of that shit, too. She better hope she go to jail before they kill her.
Proud. Got your face all over. You know what I'm saying? People, she must. My rationalization is the bitch got a death wish. You all out here on camera. You live. You loud. You proud. Like, I'm out here like you handing out business cards, bitch. This is nothing to be. And I hate this young woman. You know what I'm saying? She look like she might be early 20s. You know what I'm saying? And you proud of this. Like,
mm-hmm.
She's worded as a badge of honor that she's giving people a life-threatening disease. You out there announcing. I was sickened by it. You know what I'm saying? And I hope, you know what I'm saying? I hope she get the maximum sentence. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you could possibly, not that you can't live with it, but it is a possible death sentence because, as a lot of people might know, there is a man, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he bought, like, he had his own pharmaceutical company, and he had the drug that treats the HIV virus, and he, like, quadrupled the cost of the medication to where a lot of people couldn't afford it. So it's not like you know what I'm saying, anybody can just go out there and afford it. Everybody don't got Magic Johnson money to where they have their own doctors and can spend any amount of money it takes to keep themselves alive. You know what I'm saying? But I just I saw that. I think it's fucked up what she did or is doing, and I hope they lock her up and throw away the key, because I don't think people deserve, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck she's handing out. Even if you are cheating on the motherfucker, that's like, you know what I'm saying, that's really taking somebody's choice away. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that's on the same level as rape to me. That's taking away somebody's choice. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. Go ahead, baby.
She sounds like she's like a bitter woman. Like, somebody, you know, she must have, you know, got it from somebody else who didn't tell her and everything like that. And because of that, you know, she been burnt out by that, you know, by that shit, you know. You know, it's a cause and effect. Somebody did that to her. Now she feels like it's justified on her end to do the same thing that the person has done to her. And that's completely fucked up. And like Niecy said, you know, she seems proud of it, you know.
She's very proud.
It's real fucked up. That's literally like, you know, murder. You have HIV and you're infecting these people, not protecting yourself and protecting everybody else, and you're going around parading it like You know, we're not talking about just individuals. Like, this is a ripple effect. We're talking about not only the individuals that play involved, but you talking about a motherfucker got HIV, which later on can turn into full-blown AIDS. So now you're talking about the family of that individual who's been affected by it, not only just, you know, the disease itself, but the emotional part. That's fucked up. You got to be a real bitter motherfucker to be doing that shit. Real bitter. It's fucked up.
I mean, a lot of people do things, you know what I'm saying, out of being bitter. I know at one point, and I want to say it was here in St. Louis, but there was a man who was going around to the strip clubs, and he was allegedly, got to throw that out there, allegedly, you know what I'm saying? He was HIV positive, and he was, like, trying to intentionally infect the strippers. And it sounded like another situation, you know what I'm saying, where I don't know if he might have thought or had some inkling that he might have gotten it via a stripper, but he was trying to go around intentionally infecting strippers. And what they were saying was, like, he would – come on, man, you done been to the strip club. You know, some strip clubs and some strippers, they don't fucking curse. Some do, some don't. You know what I'm saying? And, and you know, they got the backroom activity and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the presumption was that he had, like, cuts on his hands. And he would, like, you know, like, try to insert his hands into the strippers. I'm not making this shit up. This is actual factual shit. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't followed up on the story. This might have been, I don't know, like two or three years ago maybe. And they haven't per se said anything else about it, or haven't had any follow up information on it or anything like that. But I mean, it's fucking crazy out here. You'll be surprised when a certain person gets into a certain situation, how they're willing to put other people in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? When they get put in certain situations, it's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Right. And the crazy thing is, again, we have irresponsible motherfuckers. I don't mean to poke fun of you people from Georgia, but, you know, there's another story about y'all niggas. So I'm about to go and go to the next story. 18-year-old Kevon Watkins of Georgia sentenced to life without parole because he strangled his 20-year-old sister to death, Alexis. The reason why he did that was, well, him and his mother was arguing over the internet. I don't know what it probably was, but the reason why the little nigga flipped out was because his mom changed the password of the Wi-Fi. He got extremely mad. So he started, you know, tussling with his mother. His sister, Alexis, jumped in, who's 20 years old, so she's the big sister. Them two started tussling and everything like that because she was trying to protect, you know, their mother from actually, you know, tussling with their son. The mother called the police. Kevon put his older sister into a chokehold for 15 minutes. For 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. He was choking her until the cops came and ordered him to let go and released her. When I was in the hospital, the doctor determined that she had died from asphyxiation, and now he's serving a life sentence without parole for killing his sister because of a fucking Wi-Fi code.
What in the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's unfathomable to me. I mean, is it that? When did it become that serious? Like, when did, the internet, it has too much control over people. I can't imagine. I don't really even know what the fucking Niecy, help me out, Mama. What would you say about this? You walk in, your daughter's choking each other out over the Wi-Fi. You still there, honey dip? You cool? You all right? I know you trying to get things together. Niecy? Hello?
I'm here. I'm sorry. Hello?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, what did you think about, like, him killing his sister over something like the fucking Wi-Fi password? Like, for the internet to have that much control over where you're willing to kill your sibling over a Wi-Fi password. You walk in, your daughter's choking each other out because they can't get on the motherfucking
internet. That's
crazy. What you going to do?
That shit is crazy. It ain't that serious. It is not that serious. You're going to kill somebody over some damn internet. I know we can't live without it half the time, but damn. It is not that serious, y'all. Y'all just have to excuse. Y'all might hear plastic rattling and stuff. I'm just coming out the store trying to take care of stuff before I go where I go, and I apologize.
But let me go to this line real quick and see if maybe the caller has something to say specifically about this young man murdering his sister over a Wi-Fi password. Let's see what's going on here. 904, you on live. I'll talk no filter. 904, you there? Hello? 904?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on live.
Yeah. I think that's messed up overall. But that's the thing. I think that's messed up that people even, that's a signal of, like, not necessarily, like, the like a bad thing, but people fighting over something that's non-existent, you know, like, that's kind of demonic. You know, like a Wi-Fi signal. You fighting over something that
right.
don't even exist. You get what, let's say my neighbor.
Something you
this
can't
is a
even
story,
see.
Like my neighbor. Yeah, and you're fighting over it, and you really, oh, no, man, I don't want them, like, you don't want your neighbors to have it. That's kind of how they taught people to hate each other. Like, that's sad. Like, what? Let's say you're my neighbor and you got kids. Why would I want you to use Wi-Fi? Am I that demonic? Like, am I that? I feel like that. Like, that's really sad that the government has trained people to think like that. I want to know what y'all think of that. Now, isn't that sad that you're sitting there fighting over something? It's not even physical. It's not even, doesn't even exist. You know?
Yeah, it's real sad to me. It is.
Yeah, that's
it's
sad.
Fucked
that
up.
Is real sad.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, because if you know it, that's how they make money. That makes them millions of dollars. So if you got an apartment complex and you split all them signals to that apartment complex, different Wi-Fi, that's millions of dollars over something that's not even real. It's not real at all. One Wi-Fi could cover everybody. You get what I'm saying?
But you have
and that's
to.
Where you get no taxation.
It's too much. This is my thing. What you can't blame on them is spending time or checking your kids. That starts in house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to control your people these days, and especially, I don't know how old you are, I'm not asking, but especially with millennial parents, they from birth, first thing people do. Boom, quiet their kids and stick a phone in their face. Instead of comforting or quieting their children, they
you
turn them
lying,
to the internet.
Yeah.
They stick them in front of the internet and then let YouTube kids babysit their kids. You know what I'm saying? Instead
yeah.
of soothing them or spending time with them, they stick the phone in their, even a baby. What you give your baby? They don't even give them rattles no more. They hand them their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And put the shiny phone in their face with
yeah.
the colors. Am I lying?
Yes, that's crazy.
So,
you know, you saying that, that's you did. There's the kids even at like 5 or 6 be like, you got cable? You got internet? And it's funny you said that. My daughter's little brother, little sister come to my house a few days ago. First thing they asked me, you got cable? You got internet? What the hell? I turned around and looked at them like, are you serious? Y'all want to watch antenna? You know what I'm saying? They need some internet. What the hell? You in kindergarten, mm-hmm. first grade? What the fuck you know about some internet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, shit, your daddy ain't got internet. He ain't even got cable. You come to my house and ask me, do I got some motherfucking cable and some internet? What kind of shit? Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but he ain't lying, dude. That's the truth. Dude, serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you have to, at some point, it's preventable. If you rein, if you take control of it, it's preventable. Me, myself, I don't have kids. But what I do say is if I did have kids, they probably would not like me. Because to me, you're not going to be 10 walking around with an $800 phone. That's just not going to fucking happen. Now, what I could mm-hmm. do is get you one of them little free phones, and it would be controlled to work. You wouldn't even have no internet service on your phone. What you would be able to do is it would have a parental control where if you were in trouble, you could call me. You can call your grandmama. You could call your uncle. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But just to be like a 9-10-year-old kid walking around here with an iPhone, that some kids got phones that cost more than what you pay per month in rent. And to me, that's asinine. But that's just my opinion. Like I said, when I was coming up, we didn't have, like, it wasn't a phone thing. I was 16 begging my mama to get a pager. She said only doctors and dope dealers have pagers. No, ma'am. You're not getting a pager. Mm. All right. My bad. I'm sorry I asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right. That's
but
right.
A lot of I think it's horrible what happened, and I think a lot of it can be controlled if some of the parents rein that in a little bit and start bringing that back and stop just stuffing it in their kids' faces, because a lot of these parents are doing it from, especially millennial parents, are doing it from the time they had a baby. Instead of putting a rattle in their hand and playing, bopping a little thing that's over the car seat that hangs from the carrier thing, they put the phone in their face, let that baby slide on it, put it in their mouth, press it. Here you go. And they put the phone in their face from birth, damn near. You know what I'm saying? So it's mm-hmm. tragic that happened, that a young adult had to die over something as minute as a Wi-Fi password. You know what I'm saying? So, but did you have any other comments you wanted to make about that caller?
That's it. Y'all have a great show, and thanks for having me on. I'll see y'all on the next.
Oh,
thanks a lot, guys.
We appreciate
Word
you
up.
Taking time to listen. We love the people, you know, who listen live and on demand. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, yeah, thank you to 904. We appreciate him chiming in about that. We got more great show lined up for y'all. What we're going to do real quick is we're going to jump into a quick break. And let's get this Lady Rebecca J Galaxy. We ain't rock this in a minute. Let's go. Y'all know.
Lord.
Okay, once again, you are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. That was the lovely Lady Rebecca J. The name of that song is Galaxy. I love that song. But we're going to continue on to the hot seat. Okay, so recently, I want to know how y'all feel about this. Todd Tucker, Candy's husband. Okay, so he took their daughter to a strip club. Of course, she's of age, you know what I'm saying? So he was, the internet kind of went in on him about going with his daughter to the strip club, and he was like, he snapped back like, hey, that makes for a good relationship with my child, and his mom didn't have a problem with it, you know what I'm saying? So he said, you know, hey, why not? He said, you know, my mom gave me condoms in elementary school, you know, so I feel like all of this is a part of learning about the body and learning about sex. And how do you guys feel about, because I know when my mom was living, like, I didn't go out and party with my mom. I might have went one time we went to a New Year's Eve party together one time, but other than that, you know, you got a lot of parents that party with their kids, and I know a lot of parents that say, they're my kids, I don't play that. So what's your, let me go to the, Niecy, you there? Honey Dip, you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's a little bit loud.
What's your opinion on it? Like, do you party with your kids? Would you go to, do you party
no,
with
your
kids?
No. Now, I ain't going to lie. My oldest daughter is much older. So, you know what I'm saying? I had her when I was really young. So I have been to see the strippers, but like I said, she got three kids, you know what I'm saying? She's going to work.
Right. She a mom.
You know
mama.
What I'm saying? So she's 32. So you know what I mean? I have been somewhere with her, but you know, other than that, no. Nah, with my other kids, no, I don't. You know, we don't rock like that. I don't do that.
Okay. Rapstar, did you and your pops, did y'all like party, or would you, if y'all didn't go out and party, would you have preferred him to like be the dad to take you to the strip club and y'all out there throwing the dollars, or did y'all do that, or what you think?
I wouldn't. Maybe, you know, if it was like a bachelor party or something like that, but you know, I don't do those things myself. So if my son or my daughter was into stuff like that, I wouldn't go, because that's just not me. Now, if it was something that I would, like, enjoy, like if it was, like, a hip-hop concert, if it was, like, you know, the museum, if it was, like, a regular party and everything like that where it was harmless, I probably wouldn't mind going. But a strip club or anything like that, I don't partake myself, so that probably would not have happened. I mean, there's parents who do things with their kids. Like, there's parents who I know that had their children very young, and because mm-hmm. they had their children very young, they were young themselves, so they kind of grew mm-hmm. up with their kids. So a lot of the
right.
decisions that they have made, parents who were a little bit more mature would not do the same things as these parents who had their children very, very young, you know, again, they're growing up just with their kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
true that.
A lot of those parents are young minded anyway. So, you know, I know parents who are like, I would rather drink or smoke with my children. At least I know, you know, they're safe while they're doing it. And I'm like, that's one point of looking at it. But at the same time, you have to draw a boundary between friends and parents. You know, I mean, a parent could be a friend and a parent at the same time. But you have to draw the line. Like, there's certain things that you would, you know, that you have to draw the line with. Be like, okay, I'm your parent. I can't do this with you. I'm not your peer. And that's a lot of, especially in today's generation, a lot of parents want to become their children's peer, and it's not what you have. That's not how you raise a child. You know, there's many different ways. People say, oh, there's no right way or wrong way of raising a child. There's no book on raising a child, and they're right. But you have to have common sense to know what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Going to a strip club with your child. I mean, they're of age, you know, you're responsible, y'all have that relationship and everything. I guess that's cool if you put up that boundary even as an adult, and when your kid as an adult. I don't really see a problem with it, but me personally, since I don't partake in those activities, it's something that I wouldn't really be interested in. So.
Yeah, like I said.
I'd be like your mother would kill me. What you talking about? Right, we didn't party together,
and I find a lot of newer parents, they are trying to be like more friends with their kids or the homies with their like me. Even when I got grown, I didn't cuss in front of my mom. You know what I'm saying? I see kids and I'd be like, dude, even. How can you cuss in front of your parent? Like, how can you? To me, it's a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on yes, ma'am, no, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see these kids and they'll, like, cuss in front of their parents, and I'll be like, ooh, you going to get it? Because me, even when I was a grown-ass woman, I still just, like I said, out of respect, did not cuss in front of my mom. You know what I'm saying? I didn't play that. And even if she allowed me, even if she didn't care, I don't think that's something that I would have done because of the respect I had for her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just,
now that's,
I just
that's like me, because like me and my father were real close. I mean, out of all the intelligent conversations I had with people, there's like three people that I actually have a consistent intelligent conversation with. He's one of them, to the point where, you know, he lives with my sister and my stepmother, and the type of conversations we have, he only gets those conversations with me. So me and him, we are friends. But at the same time, I do respect him as a man, and I respect him as my father. That's just how it goes. You know, I'm not going to disrespect him in any way. I know that he has my back, and I know I have his back. But, you know, I think a lot of it, like I always say before, it's a cause and an effect. And I think a lot of those parents who treat their kids like peers, a lot of times they either have one or two things going on. Either they resent their parents for how harshly they've been treated by the parents, so they go the opposite way saying, I'm not going to, you know, beat my kids because my mom beat me, or I'm not going to discipline my kids because, you know, my parents were strict on me, so they go the opposite way. Or you have kids who they follow a pattern because their parents treated them the same way. They feel like, you know, it's the same thing, you know. It just depends on the individual thing, honestly, for real, for real.
Right. You're right. I feel that. I understand that. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to slide into something else real quick. Well, let me see. Let's take a really quick break, and we're gonna come back and we will do the honey dip thoughts. So let me see. I don't even know what I want to play. We'll play something real short, and then we'll come back and let Nisha.
Go ahead. She can sit down. Go ahead. Cause I'm about to.
What you say? She's on the road, y'all. She's in transition out here on the road, making moves and still trying to entertain everybody. So we're going to do a real quick break, like I said, and we're going to come back and we're going to jump into them Honey Dip Thoughts. I'm going to try another artist, and every time I do this, you know I'm quick to talk shit. So I hope it's cool, but we're going to check it out. JLZ Easy. Let's check it out. JLZ Easy.
Yeah, listen, 3BZ, it ain't hard. Y'all need to quit rapping, get a day job. Don't fuck with real niggas.
JLZ, check this out, bro. Okay, because, you know, we keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we turn up or we turn off the lights. And we're going to turn off the lights on that. And let me tell you why. Because it's art. We artists on this motherfucker, too. You know what I'm saying? So you need to go back to the studio, come out of somebody's basement, spend a couple of extra dollars, and go to a more professional studio, because can't nobody understand the motherfucking thing you're saying. Sound like you talking through a motherfucking washcloth with socks in your mouth. So, you know, we keep it real, you know what I'm saying, on shit, you know what I'm saying? So go back in, you know what I'm saying, the beat was starting off cool, and then two, don't wait so long to start chiming in, because people will fall asleep on you. And I've talked to actual radio executives that have said, if you don't have their attention in like the first 15, 20 seconds, they will zone out on your ass, and after a minute, they're not even listening. And then when you drop in, you had all was muffled and shit. So go back in, JLZ, and try that again. But we're going to slide into them Honey Dip Thoughts. Honey Dip. Everybody want to know what Honey Dip is thinking.
I apologize. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can
go
you hear
ahead,
me?
Dear.
Okay, yep. I do first, again, have to apologize. I'm like running, you know, around. It's my first day really coming out the house. If people didn't know, I was in an accident with a bus. So, you know, it take a fat bitch. Listen, it even take me extra longer to get ready. Shit, because everything hurts. But anyways, that's all good. I'm alive. That's what counts. But anyways, you know, ain't much going on. Just trying to, you know, deal with all these lawyers and motherfuckers. The lawyers calling me liars and this, that, and the other, which I was already prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you deal with an NFTA, what we call a Metro Bus City Bus, they don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to pay any fucking way. But I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. Shit hurt. I fell again today.
I don't know.
Like my equal in the tub, girl. It's something about it. My daughter moved the fucking mat, and I told her that you already know, like, my balance is off. You know what I'm saying? I'm already limping and shit.
You got to smoosh
it, you know what I'm saying?
Down
my balance
to make sure it stick.
No, she took it and moved it. And me rushing. No, she took it out the tub. Me rushing, trying to get myself together to get down here, you know, and trying to rush, but it seemed like I'm rushing, but I'm moving slow as hell. You know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know. But anyway, you know, I can't see my feet from underneath me. Anyway, so that's about that. But I'm sorry again about the noise in the background and everything. Let's see. The main thing, I was upset today. Other than dealing with that situation, I was upset today. Got a phone call from a stepdaughter, wannabe daughter, whatever you want to call it. You know, somebody who I've been in her life for a long time. You know, and it had me upset. People talking, you know, my biological daughter is her youngest two kids' godmother. So everybody, I'm trying to get dressed, and people don't hit me with, you know, some shit that's going to make me mad. And it kind of had me pissed off because she's telling me different little, you know, that he say, she say bullshit, and somebody, you know, pressing up on my daughter. She done moved into a new apartment. You know what I'm saying? And the people downstairs giving her hell. And I'm like, please, I'm telling, you know, sometimes I be having to get talked out of going to do some shit because I might be hurting. But when anger set in, I don't feel none of that pain. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing for sure and two things for certain, I shall never allow no one to hurt my kids. You know what I'm saying? A grown-ass woman, she got a mother. You know, so I don't know. That kind of shit I be having to tell myself, STL, I know. You know, so I did say to the girl, let's let her handle it. Long as the woman don't put her motherfucking hands on my goddamn kid, because this is my youngest daughter. If she don't put her hands, or long as she don't put her fucking hands on my motherfucking kid, she ain't got to worry about seeing her mama. Because I come from hell. You know what I'm saying? I am the mother from hell. That's how they had me down in the school records. The mother from hell. I do not play. I kill a fucking rock about my girls. No matter how much they get on my motherfucking nerves, and no matter how, you know what I'm saying? My kids ain't really bad, but to me, they bad. You know what I'm saying? But they're actually good. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, don't fuck with my motherfucking babies, because I'll kill your ass about my babies, you know? So that's about it, though. A lot of he say, she say, and my daughter hasn't called me herself, and I know what that is, because she wants to handle it. You know what I mean? But if I hear anything about somebody hurting her, I'm coming. Then she ain't gonna have to call me. Pop up. Because you know everybody in this little motherfucking city know who I am. So at the end of the day, they know how to reach me when they need to. You know, as long as don't nobody hurt my kids. I don't know how other people feel about theirs. I'm trying to stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? Long as this grown-ass woman don't put her hands on my babies. You know what I'm saying? And yes, they're still my babies. They're gonna be my babies till they die. Shit, or I die first. They still mine. You know, but that's about it, you know. I said, well, you know what, I ain't gonna get going over there like at first I thought. Yes, I did. First I thought about it. And I was like, no, I got these other people waiting for me over here at this little shit, and I need to be over here. You know what I'm saying? My handicapped ass ain't been doing much of anything, but I made it down, and
she
I'm over here
her,
now, so
she,
I'm doing what I need
it.
To do.
And if she needs you, she'll call you if she needs you. But other than that, she put her big girl drawers on, and she got it.
Mm-hmm.
She got it.
Yeah, she called, like I said, my people,
and ain't
to
nobody
let them know when they're going
to
tell
me.
Ain't
nobody got money to be bailing your ass out of jail neither, so sit your crippled ass down. The fuck?
Look, I look cute right now, shit. Look, I look cute right now, shit. I'm scared to sit down. A bitch may get stuck. Can't get back up. Shit, I sit down. This lady just told me to sit down, and when I got over to where I was supposed to be at, she was like, well, here, sit here. I was like, because you know damn well if I sit down, it's a wrap, because I done failed. You know what I'm saying? I done failed in the tubs. You know, after I got out that tub, calling myself, you know, it was hurting, because going into my room, it's like a step. You step down, and it seemed like everything started seizing up already. I'm like, oh, no, we can't. We can't, shit. This old body, I got to keep it pushing. I'm in pain, hips still hurt, knees still hurt, but you guess what? I'm alive and I'm mobile. You know what I mean? I can still get around. I'm going to keep pushing until, you know, the last breath. Anyways, I'm still looking for them bookings. Sick or not, body hurting or not, I'm still looking for them bookings. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still
trying to get booked. The bookings, you're damn right.
Absolutely. The money,
you know?
The money train don't never stop. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. If it's about some money, I'm going to hop my ass on and I'll be there. It might hurt a little bit. I'm going to take a lot of medicine and I'll be there. But that's the only thing. Ain't much been going on in my life. It's been rather boring.
They're going to have to prop you up while you're whooping.
Look, after I have a couple drinks, fuck that. Look, after I have a couple drinks, like I said, I don't feel the anger, and that's crazy. I don't know anybody else who goes through that, but you could be hurting, been through pure D hell. You have be mad. I don't know about nobody else, but me, get highly upset. I don't feel shit. Like all that pain is for some apparent reason.
Ain't no stopping you.
Or if I'm drinking, and I barely drink, I'm about to drink today though. The fuck? I need
you
to tomorrow.
You ain't got about that life. You be talking
about
it.
I'm about to drink. I just went to the liquor store, got me something to drink. Yes,
what
I am about to drink today.
What is it?
My
what
VSQ
it?
VSQ Cornette Brandy. Yes, I did. I'm about to have a
Brandy.
Drink today. You know
you
what?
Bougie.
I just...
She bougie.
I done had
she
tomorrow.
Bougie.
I done did my... I did my MRIs and stuff Friday, so tomorrow I find out if they're going to do these surgeries or not. And we already know I'm not doing nothing with the lower part. I refuse. But the upper part, and I'm trying to push it back until after AVN. And if he says that he needs to go back in my throat, then I'm just going to push it back until, like, beginning of February. So then, you know what I'm saying, it won't interrupt. It won't get in the way of any of the other stuff that I'm already booked to be at. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully
the voting is over. I hope y'all voted like crazy, but because you know what I'm saying, you know, your favorite BBW porn star is up for this award. So I hope y'all was out there voting because the voting is over.
Yes, people have to also understand when it says vote, you can vote every day, sometimes multiple. I ain't tell y'all that, though. But, but you can vote every day. When you see the link, you click it, you vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have been lucky to be a nominee, you know, repeatedly, thanks to the fans. You know what I'm saying? There was times where I didn't even know that fans voted, you know, for different things, you know. But I'm kind of tired of being – I appreciate being a nominee, but damn, a bitch would like to win. You know what I'm saying? And I am what they consider the underdog. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact that I have not worked with, like, the major BBW sites. I've worked with other sites, but the ones that are the major BBW sites that just socialize, you know, just like I've worked with Busty Baby Doll, so that's a BBW site, but ain't the white BBW site. Let me just say it like that, that the person that he's black, the owner, I mean, that's Plumper Pass. Most of the girls that I'm up against is Plumper Pass girls. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I love the girls, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't understand that. I don't understand that lingo. What does that mean? Or is that a company?
Well, that's a company. It's
Plumper
called Plumper Pass.
Pass.
Plumper, like fat plumper.
You should be on there.
Oh, okay, Plumper.
Got to ride with that music loud like that.
You really should be on there, Niecy. You really should be.
Listen, well, I don't know. First, I thought it was my tattoos, but then I started seeing other girls with tats. Then, I don't know what it is. He has maybe two or three dark-skinned girls. He has a girl that's a little bit, we about the same complexion, from the UK, beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? I love her. You know, really nice chick. He has a real, real dark, she like wet tire. She black as hell, but she got on because of someone else. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the situation is. I've spoke to him, and hey, it is what it is. I don't know, and I ain't got time to be worrying about it. You know what I mean? Shit goes on. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do, keep doing my own content, keep working for other companies. You know what I'm saying? When they paying, I'm there, keep doing fetish shit. You know what I mean? I'm pretty much swinging more deeper towards more fetish things, you know. Hey, you know, I just about do everything except I don't do what they call cream pies. No, you're not coming in this pussy. You're not doing
break
that.
Break it down for the people. What's a cream pie?
A cream pie is what, you know, black folks don't normally call it that. We call it coming, you know, nut in the pussy. But that's what it is, busting in the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Busting in the ass, all of that old type of shit. I don't do those. I don't do it because I don't like drainage. You know? I don't like that. Ew. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. And I don't want none draining out of my coochie for 72 hours. And plus, that shit make your pussy stink. And this motherfucker like roses. You know what I'm saying? So, no.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I've never learned so much about before I met this woman. I've never learned this much about work in the porn industry because, hey, I like me some porn. I ain't gonna even lie. I like to watch it, but past just seeing the shit, I didn't know nothing about the extras. And between her and Rapstar, they done told me some shit that done scarred me a little bit, you know. But it's cool.
You know what else I don't
it,
like? Listen, double
pin.
I'm scared of, and I've never done it, is double penetration. I just feel like I'm too small there, you know, internally for that. I mean, we can't put, you know what that is? That is
a lot of,
putting
a
dick in
the, I know that one.
Dick in the ass and dick in the pussy. I can't.
But fellas,
I'm scared.
Fellas, a lot of y'all work. Don't know that there's only really a thin layer of skin that separates the two. It's not a lot there.
And I'm so small. I'm small. Like, it's been verified, you know, with a few major named porn stars that I've worked with, male porn stars with major names who have said, oh, damn, you thought you had a big pussy. Damn, your pussy little as hell in the midst of fucking me. You know what I'm saying? I know it's little. I know the inside small. I don't, you know, people will be surprised to know that in my regular life, I barely have sex. But when I do, ooh-wee, you know, it's not all spread it all across the world. It ain't that big. Very small.
Hail to the middle. Hail to the middle.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
What it is.
That's
people
crazy.
Be surprised. Motherfuckers be thinking just because I do porn, like my pussy is, you can put your arm up to your shoulder in this motherfucker. You can put your cap in here. No, baby. Nah, that shit is crazy. I've seen it, seen that being done, but no, not with me. It hurts. I don't fuck that much on a regular, you know?
They
not to say I'm fucking dick
raggedy
all the time either. Nah, this shit ain't raggedy. Everything is intact on this motherfucker. Pussy is guts. I ain't never had a complaint. If anything, they'd be like, well, goddamn, what the fuck? What the fuck? Not in a negative way. They'd be, what the fuck? Like, damn, like, that shit's so tight. First of all, you got to take good care of it and don't let it. You can't bust it open for every dollar and everybody that come by. All money ain't good money. All money ain't good money. And you know this, STL, when you call, what I be doing, and I be by myself.
Dolo.
You know what I'm saying?
Nisi be dolo.
Solo.
Or with her daughters.
Or yeah, with my kids. That's
the
it.
Dog.
That's it. At home. I ain't one of those running street, hot-assed it. I'm out in the street right now, but I'm just saying. Felt good for somebody to say after I'm hopping in and skipping and motherfuckers that say, oh, you wearing that dress. And here I go. Thank you. Keep it pushing. I'm going to keep it pushing. I ain't got time to stop. But other than that, my life has been none but trying to get through this accident. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be, even if I win, hopefully praying to God, even if I win the Urban X Awards, my manager will be there. He's already let everybody know, which I didn't let everybody know, except for, you know what I'm saying, fans, you know, that have been on my lives and stuff, know that I was even in an accident, you know, but he already let the industry people, the whole industry know, so if I win, he'll get it, you know what I'm saying, he already know how I talk and what I got to say, I'm pretty sure they'll call or something, you know what I mean, so it is what it is.
Right.
Okay. But I will be in New Jersey. I'll be in New Jersey I will be in New Jersey in October, the weekend of October 25th. Actually, to be honest, I will be there 3 days early. It's already in the works, already prepared. I'm already, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing getting in the way from me showing up at Exotica in New Jersey. So if you want to see me, I will be on the floor. I will be out there. I will be all through the New Jersey area. You know what I'm saying? Not just Edison. I'm around. I will be there for, 6 days. 6 days total. So
tell them how
I
to
will
touch
be
you,
attending
honey,
all. You can, if it's for bookings, you can contact management. That's Ralph_Terry. Not the word underscore, okay? The line underscore. Terry at hotmail.com. I'm sorry, because some people ain't too bright. You know, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And my email, which I'm going to direct you straight to him, but it's easy if you know my name, Nisi Honeydip, XXX, that's XXX, not SSS, XXX, like in xylophone, @yahoo.com. Nisi Honeydip, XXX, @yahoo.com. You can get your memberships to my website, www.nisihoneydip.com, you know, or you can go to the clip stores. Shit, just Google me. I'm on the map, Wikipedia, and all of that. Just Google, you know.
Yeah, she out there like Tiana Taylor. Google me, baby. Rap Stars 412. Tell them how to get at you.
Yeah.
Hell, you can hit me up on my Facebook Rap Star 412. My regular Facebook Rap Star Camera Cal. I'm sorry, Camera Cortez. My second one, Camera Cortez the second. That's my backup one because I got blocked from my first one. But I'm back on the second one. Back on both of them. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore 412. You can hit me up on my YouTube, watch all my videos and all that shit, Rapstore 412. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rapstore, RAPSTARR. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we appreciate everybody that tuned in live, and we love you, too, if you listen on demand. Let everybody know, man, we're here every week, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We appreciate everybody for listening. And we see y'all next week. We're going to get out of here with our own Rapstore 412. Holla. See you next week. Top No Filter, The House Radio. We out.